from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You heard that voice, Brandon Gaudin. He joins us right now, voice of the Atlanta Braves. And Brandon, I got to tell you, my favorite moment last night of the broadcast, you're talking about the cast-offs, Laureano, Merrifield, and Urshela. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's kind of crazy. We've all been talking about it, right? But you look at that lineup for the Braves from opening day, and you compare it to now, and nobody could have predicted what all is going on and the injuries. But it's a pretty small sample size, and although it was a frustrating loss last night, those guys that have come over that are the cast-offs, they have really stepped up so far for the Braves.
Brandon, I want to ask, too, about this offense. And honestly, man, I think when you go back all the way to, like, since May 1st, like the third worst offense. But last night was different. They actually did get guys on base. You had, what, 8 or 9 hits. You had a few walks. Just couldn't get guys around. What is it going to take moving forward throughout the rest of the season? Because you don't have some of those clutch hitters to actually get these guys from first all the way around to home plate and actually make sure you're putting numbers up on the board.
Yeah, and I think that's been the most frustrating thing at times. You look at what happened last night. Yes, the Braves had base runners, had the bases loaded. The Braves have had an issue over the last 3 months of you get guys on first and second with nobody out or one out, and then there's a strikeout and a pop out, and you don't even advance them over. Whereas last night, the Phillies, the only really couple of times that they had base runners, they moved them over and they moved them in. And I think when you get down to crunch time and you get into the postseason, that's the fine line that separates the teams that are able to make the run and the teams that aren't. So hopefully that's something that the Braves can improve on. You know, you said, what do you do to improve it? You know, Brian Snitker has said time and time again, when we've got all our horses, we are a power hitting team. We hit for slug. That's how we're built. And that was the case last year. And the Braves have been hitting more home runs as of late, but I will say this, I think there's a fine line, there's a balance, I guess is what I'm trying to say, of having guys that can hit homers, but also being able to move those runners over and in. And I'm the eternal optimist with this team. Maybe that's me being a Braves fan for 40 years, but I still think that they find a way to improve in that category and sneak into the postseason. And we've said it many times, but with the pitching that they have, if you can just get in, if you can find a way in, whether that's by winning the East, which obviously is going to be tough, or getting in via one of the wild card berths, I think that the Braves would have a decent chance to make some noise.
Guys, we'll get to more about the A.J. Terrell contract extension at 9 o'clock. But right now we're joined by the voice of the Braves and voice of Madden football, Brandon Gaudin. Brandon, you might have to update your A.J. Terrell call when it's signing that big deal with $81
million. $81 million.
But how impressed have you been with the Braves pitching staff? It's not just been the starters. It's not just been the relief. It's been guys coming up from the minors like the Grant Holmes of the world. Spencer Schwellenbach, who's quickly becoming one of our favorites here on the show. But just how impressed have you been with what they've been able to do to really keep this team afloat?
It's been unbelievable. So last year, your two all-stars for pitchers were Spencer Strider and Bryce Elder. Well, you lose Spencer Strider the first month of the season. Bryce Elder spent 90% of this year in AAA. You have three more all-stars this year that I don't think anybody could have predicted. You could have predicted Max Fried being an all-star. But the Braves, you know, Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez not only coming over, but what they've been able to do has been tremendous. Chris Sale, to me, is the leader for the National League Cy Young Award. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, there's still 6 weeks of baseball to be played. Will he win that award? That remains to be seen. But then you add into the mix Schwellenbach, a guy who was on nobody's radar at the beginning of the year. He was maybe projected to pitch a double-A, maybe leak into triple-A. And he's been tremendous. And then Grant Holmes, a guy who spent 10 years in the minors and all of a sudden gets called up on Father's Day in June, throws three great innings, and he just kind of took off from there. So, I mean, the pitching has just been unbelievable. And you can look at it two ways, right? You say, man, if the hitting was there, we'd be so good. I get that. But on the flip side, if the pitching was a mess and the hitting was going great and you're still sitting here in the same spot, it would be equal parts of frustration. It's can you get those two going at the same time, right? And hopefully the Braves will be able to do that in September as they hit the stretch run.
We had your partner, A.J. Pierzynski, on. I love the work he does. I love his level of preparation, his minutiae of the minutiae. Kyle Schwarber batting .409 on the second Tuesday in August versus a left-handed pitcher. Talk about working with him. I think he does a great job. And you guys, I'm sorry, why did I say that? C.J. Nikowski, my bad about that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I've worked with A.J. before on the Fox broadcast, and they're two very different people, but so that's kind of funny that you mixed them.
I know.
C.J.'s tremendous. I mean, look, I joke with him a lot about how deep he gets into those numbers. He is as prepared of a broadcaster as I have ever worked with in any sport. And that's quite a compliment to him.
Yeah,
he
crazy.
Takes his craft very seriously. And he is so dialed in to everything going on in baseball. Now, he hosts a radio show on SiriusXM for MLB Radio. And so he has to know the entire league so well. So what's great as a play-by-play announcer is when you know you can turn to your broadcast partner and throw anything at them about any topic, and they've got you covered. They can carry on a very intelligent conversation. That's where CJ is so darn strong. And he loves the Braves. Like, people don't realize, yeah, he pitched for the Braves only for a little bit because he bounced around as a reliever, but he's lived in Atlanta for 20 years. His kids all went to high school here. So he's really invested in the community and the team, and I think it's been a pretty seamless transition. And look, this weekend it's going to be he and Frenchie together in the booth for the National Series. And I think when you get them together with Frenchie and his personality, a hitter, and CJ and what he brings from the pitching perspective, those guys in the booth together, we had it once earlier this year. And it's just a really good mix and I think a really fun listen for the fans.
All right, let's go get a win tonight. Let's have a dramatic walk-off so we can really experience your talents, brother.
Oh, I appreciate it. I hope so. It'd be great to win this series and get a little momentum. We're going to find out a lot about this team over the next couple of weeks, guys, and hopefully it's all good news.
All right, man. We appreciate your time. How did I get that wrong? AJ.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.